And now, from Hollywood, romance. Set deep in old Mexico, against a dramatic background of color and excitement, E. Jack Newman has written a haunting new story that we bring you today. Concerning the encounter of a celebrated bullfighter, played by William Conrad, and a girl from the States named Judith, as portrayed by Joyce McCluskey, we present Mr. Newman's Cordoba.
About Mexico, Jude, you can always bet it'll be hot, dusty, and dirty. Here we are, Hotel San Carlo, garden spot of Mexico. Might as well make the best of it, I guess. I said I'd bring you here, and here we are. What?
Look.
The poster? So?
It's him, Will. Fermin Cordoba. Matador de Toros. Oh, Will, at last we're going to see him.
Ah, Jude. All the way from Acapulco, you've been sitting there thinking of something, building things up. Jude, he's just another bullfighter. Suppose when you see him, he isn't all you got him cracked up to be. What then?
Fermin Cordoba is one of the bravest men in the world.
Yeah, how do you know that?
Well, I've read about him for years.
Yeah. The bravest, the most fearless, the most daring. All of us got a little yellow streak in us somewhere, Jude.
Oh, Will.
You know what I think? I think Cordoba is just another thing in the sky for you. You always have to be looking up, not ahead.
It's just that you seem to push me into the only kind of world I can't... I have to live. Never mind, Will.
Okay. But answer me one thing, Jude, and I won't bring it up again.
What?
If he is just a clown, nothing at all like what you're expecting, not the bravest, the most fearless...
I think I'd die, Will.
Oh, let's get registered and try the shower. You grab the little case in the back there, and I'll get the rest of the stuff in the trunk, okay?
Hungry. Hot. You're walking through life, Will. Why don't you stop and look at it? At the strength and beauty and courage of it. You're not going to take this away from me, Will. Not this. You've laughed and made fun of almost everything we've seen so far. But this is where we'll see him fight. This is where he'll walk out and look at death and be contemptuous. Tomorrow afternoon, you'll see, Will. You'll see.
Hey, that must be the plane from Mexico City. You know, I wish we'd have taken that plane instead of driving down here. It's hot. Let's get inside.
Have sent me a wire, Fermin. I've been waiting at this airport since 10 this morning.
So you wait from 10 this morning.
The Caliph of Monterrey arrives something like the Tigre of Monterrey, I see.
Never mind that. Let's get out of this heat. Do I have a decent hotel?
The San Carlo is a nice place.
Yeah. The others get here?
On the 10 o'clock plane.
It's hot. There's a wind. It'll be like this tomorrow, you know, out there. What price did you settle on?
$1,500.
I said 3,000 bottom, 3,000 bottom, absolute bottom. What kind of a manager are you?
A good one. 1,500 is all I could get.
Not for Cordoba. 1,500. To fight in this rotten place.
In this rotten place. Even here they know that the great Cordoba, the Caliph of Monterrey, has had trouble in his last appearance. A bargaining advantage they have.
And what about the other 1,000 appearances? Bargaining advantage we have.
The last appearance is the one that counts, Fermin. Stay. Do it, Fairy. Make a good show. It would help us when we get back to Mexico City.
Do I have any choice? What do I know except the sand and the sword and the bulls, huh? It is always that for me.
Fermin, you use reality as a sword, and you turn it against yourself. You will feel better when you have a shower and a change of clothes.
You waited from 10 o'clock, eh? Man, it took no fat off your chin, Leon. No heat or sweat or sand for Leon, the manager. No bulls for Leon, the manager. Just talk and papers and drinks. You sit in a chair and drink away your life. I go out in the ring and offer mine. So drink today, Leon, and drink tomorrow. You know there will be a tomorrow for you. And another drink. But I fight the bull. And for me, there may not be a tomorrow. Stuffy like a tomb.
Past six. Would you like to rest a bit? Have an early dinner and get to bed early?
Rest? With that noise?
Fiesta. I guess it has started.
Right beneath my window. And you say rest, huh?
Try. You need it. In an hour or so, I will return. It will be cooler. And we can go out to the plaza and look and see what kind of bulls they are raising at Manatiwa this year.
Never mind.
But Fermin, you always go out to see
them. They are just bulls, sons of cows. No, wait. An hour or so is fine. I do not want to spend the night alone. I will look at them.
Fermin?
Huh?
The last fight in Cuernavaca. How was it?
You saw it? It was terrible.
But with you, how was it with you, Fermin?
I will eat alone tonight, manager.
I am your friend.
Get out! Get out!
Having a ball tonight, huh, Jude? Oh, hey, guess what's down in the lobby? Jude?
What, Will?
Your boy.
Huh?
The old caliph of Monterey himself, Fermin Cordova. He's staying here.
Will?
Yep, right here in the hotel. I recognize him from all those pictures you've been showing me. Anyhow, they said Cordova was on his way to the plaza to look at the bulls. It's a customer or something to go out and look at them. And Jude, come to think of it, he don't look like such a big, brave guy to me. Oh, you know, there was a fellow from Winfield, Kansas in the bar, Jude. He says most of these bullfights are just put on for the tourists.
Right
now. The bulls are dope. They have their horns.
He's out there looking at his life and his death. Will, don't you see? He is a great man doing just that. Seeing life and death the way you and I look at a plate of food. He's there while his lovely day ends. And I'm here. Oh, Will, can't you see?
He tells a great deal.
This is a man, Will.
Cleaners and things like that. Well, he told me they're working on a deal with the Mexican government to get to... Hey, Jude, where are you going?
I'll be back in a little while, Will.
It'll be dark in another half hour. I don't want you out on those streets all by yourself.
Back for you and brought you here.
I can look at them alone.
Don't you want someone to talk with, Fermin?
Go back, Leon. I speak to the bulls. They understand. Go. Toro. You. Toro. And you there with the white patch. Listen to me. Tomorrow afternoon, one of us will die. Perhaps all of us will die. What a place to die, eh, Tolo? In the heat and the dirt, while the signs look down at us. Ron Castillo, 100% destilado, refrescos Canada Dry. Eh? And the foolish turistas, they sit and wonder and gape. And then they go home after the fight. But we, you or I, Toro, we... Madre de Dios, I'm afraid. I'm afraid to die. Why is this fear in me? It grows and grows, and tomorrow, here in the heat and the dust, with the crowd and the signs looking down, I shall die.
The bull ring.
Oh, went over there to see your boyfriend Cordoba, huh? Well, did you see him?
Yes, I saw him.
Mm-hmm. Did you talk to him?
No.
Why not?
Please, Will.
Well, why didn't you talk to him?
I couldn't.
Ah, so the big brave man was too good to talk to you, huh? Was that it? Jude? Hey, Jude, what is it? Oh, what's the matter now?
We will return to romance and our story, Cordoba, in just a moment. When it becomes an emergency, it's savings that talk. When sickness strikes, in time of accident or emergency, it helps to be in good financial shape. That's why it pays and pays and pays to invest in United States savings bonds regularly. Have the money deducted automatically through payroll savings or through your bank's bond-a-month plan. The new 3% interest United States savings bonds, better than ever. And now for the second act of Cordoba, as we return to romance.
Boy, oh boy, one good plumber could revolutionize this place. Well, I got a shower of sorts anyhow, and I'm shaved. I feel better. Hey, what's that? What are you reading?
Something I bought before we left Acapulco.
El Art de Torir. Don't tell me. The Art of Bullfighting, right?
Yes.
What does it say about your boyfriend, huh? What does it say?
Oh.
Yeah, okay. Jude. Well, you get a little rest. You'll feel better. I think I'll go down to the bar and have a couple. Plenty of time before the fight. We want you in good shape to go out and see your brave old boyfriend do his stuff.
Don't call him that. Don't say that. Don't ever say that.
Hey, Jude, what is it?
Judas, that's my name. Can't you call me Judas just once? Oh, why don't you go downstairs and get your drink, Will?
Yeah. Yeah, I guess I will. You try to get some rest, Jude. Judith. Can I get you an aspirin or something?
No.
Okay. I just asked. I'll be back in an hour or so. Wow, it's getting hot again. You're better off here, just resting up.
If I hadn't seen it, if I hadn't stood there and heard him be afraid, it'd be all right. But he is afraid. He's afraid the same as Will or me or anybody we know. And there is no beauty or strength or courage. There's just fear. ¶¶
You see, the filthy wind is still here. The heat. That is how it is today.
You get any sleep?
With all that going on?
How about the dressing? You want help with that?
See, come in, come in. What are the bulls?
The lots were drawn this morning. You take the best two.
The one with the white patch is one of the best two.
Yes, good bull, fast bull, very good that one.
White horns, whiter than the others. He is the one.
He's first, and you are the first on the car.
So it will happen right away.
What?
Nothing. I'd better shave and dress.
I can wait with you. Plenty of time.
Time? There is no time, manager.
Jude, the only reason we came here was because you just had to see this bullfight. Now you say you don't want to go.
That's true, Will. I don't want to go.
Well, I sure don't understand it, Jude. You've been dying to see this boy, Cordova. Now you don't want to go.
No.
Well, look, are you going or aren't you?
No.
I told those people from Winfield we'd drive them out. I sure don't want to go, but I'll have to drive them out now that I committed myself.
You go ahead, Will.
A fine thing. You want to come here and see Cordova fight. I want to stay in Acapulco and lay on the beach. You're laying down and I'm going to the fight. Jude, why?
Oh, go on, Will, go on. You wouldn't understand.
You said that lots of times before, Jude. I wouldn't understand. But think of this, honey. There are some things that even I understand.
Them have gone to the plaza.
How much time have I?
A good hour. I will take you in my car.
A good hour, you say?
Yes. Maybe the wind will die in that hour.
I can lay down and rest here. When the time comes, bring the car to the back and I will go down the back way. And not have to meet any of the others.
You can lie down in the suit? Rest in the suit?
Rest is when you are alone.
I will get a car.
Come in, Leon. Has an hour already passed?
Mr. Cordova.
What? How did you get here? Who are you?
My name's Judith Myers. Mrs. Myers, I'm from Terre Haute.
American?
Yes.
I am on exhibition in a few minutes at the plaza. Now I'm busy.
Don't let me go, please.
What are you here for?
Mr. Cordova, I was at the plaza last night when you went out to see the bulls. I heard you praying.
What?
You spoke to them, to yourself. But you wanted someone to speak to, didn't you? I know what fear is. I've been afraid all my life, Mr. Cordova.
What is that to me?
Trust me. Please. I know bullfighting's not a sport. It is a ritual. The bull must die, the man must live. When the bull dies and the man lives, all that is hunger and pain and wanting in life dies. And all that is strength and beauty and courage live. Mr. Cordova.
You believe these things because you have read them?
I believed them at first because I read them, yes. I believed them because killing a bull would be senseless and cruel otherwise. But I believe them mostly because of you.
But we have never met.
Mr. Cordova. You have become a world to me, a whole world. Strength and beauty and courage. Don't ask me why I made it that way. I couldn't begin to tell you. But don't. Please, don't destroy it. destroy me.
What is your name again? Judith?
Yes. Judith Myers.
Judith, this hunger and pain and wanting which must die, it has horns. Wide horns.
You die. I die.
This is why you came here to me.
Yes.
All today, last night, I hoped I would find someone I could speak to about this. Someone who could tell me what it is, why it is. But now that is not necessary. No. Today I will not die in the sand beneath the signs. The hunger and the pain and the wanting will die, Judith. You have told me a reason for living.
I decided to come after all, Will.
Well, I sure am glad. They're just getting ready to start. Hey! Oh, pretty fancy, huh? There's your boy, Jude, right there, right in the middle. Oh, look at that strut. Hey, look, he's coming over here. Honey, what do you think of that?
I should say a kill because of you, senora. Adios.
Well, I declare, isn't that something? He's going to dedicate the bull to you when the time comes. Oh, I'm glad, Jude. Judith. You know, honey, last night after you met him at the plaza here, I had a feeling you were disappointed in him.
Well,
I'm not going to ask you about it now. I just know that everything's okay. And looking at him, I'd say you were right about him being brave.
This time, Will, I know I'm right.
Romance is produced and directed by Fred McKay. Editorial supervision is by Het Mannheim. You have heard Cordoba, written especially for Romance by E. Jack Newman. Joyce McCluskey was heard as Judy, William Conrad as Cordoba, Parley Bear as Will, and Jack Crucian as Leon. Special music was composed by Jerry Goldsmith and played by Jose Barroso. And now, this is Roy Rowan inviting you to hear Romance next week and every Saturday morning at this same time. There's a delightful old Norwegian folk tale that purports to explain why the sea is salt. It has to do with an old North Sea captain and his salt-making mill. CBS Radio's Let's Pretenders tell it their way later today on most of these same stations. If you're 6, 16, or 66, you'll enjoy every minute of Let's Pretend today at the Stars address. Stay tuned now for Stars Over Hollywood, which follows immediately over most of these same stations. Gary Crosby and his guests entertain you Sunday nights on the CBS Radio Network.